All right, everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today, we're heading into the world of Zim Dance Hall.
It's going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, we're talking Master H.
That's right.
The guy with all those hits blowing up right now.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a ton of stuff to go through, so get ready.
We do. We got radio interviews, some newspaper articles, even found something on, like, a global music site.
No way, really.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going deep.
Yep, we're going way past the music to find out what makes this guy tick.
Yeah, like, how'd he get so big?
Exactly, the whole story, how he started, you know, the ups, the downs, even some recent drama that's got everyone talking.
Ooh, drama. I'm intrigued.
Oh, you know I love a good story.
Well, let's start with the basics. For anyone who might not know,
okay,
Master H's real name is, get this, Hilary Marufo.
Now, that's a name you don't hear every day.
Right. You'd think international superstar, but this guy's roots are right in Chitungwiza, Zimbabwe.
A place bursting with energy, and you can definitely see that in Master H.
Absolutely. Speaking of his background, we found this Sunday Mail article. It was really fascinating.
Yeah, this article, it really digs into his journey.
5 years. 5 years he was hustling before he hit it big with Njolo.
Yeah, produced at Chill Spot Records. That's like the place for Zim Dance Hall.
Huge deal.
It is. And that's when his YouTube subscribers jumped like crazy from 750 to 39,000.
Talk about a glow up.
Oh, it's more than that. This shows he was thinking ahead.
What do you mean?
See, even before Nonadim blew up, you know, the song everyone calls the Zim Dance Hall anthem, Master H already knew how to build a following.
I'm smart.
Really smart. Instead of putting all his eggs in one basket with an album, he focused on singles.
Well, one hit at a time.
Exactly. That's how you build momentum, connect with people. It's like a strategy.
He's thinking ahead, huh?
Oh, definitely.
And speaking of those big hits, Nonadim, that song was everywhere.
1.2 million YouTube views in just 4 weeks. That's insane.
It's like it became the soundtrack to everyone's summer.
More like the heartbeat of the moment.
You know, for those who aren't super familiar with Zim Dance Hall.
Right.
When we say anthem, we're not just talking about a popular song. It's like it's woven into life there.
Yeah, like you hear it everywhere. People are singing it, dancing to it.
The whole vibe.
It really is. And that's what makes Master H's success so huge. He tapped into something that really resonated with people.
And then he followed it up with another hit, Long Time.
Proving he's not a one-hit wonder.
Not at all. The fans loved it.
Oh, they went wild.
And let's not forget DJ Fantan, the guy behind Chill Spot Records.
Right. He saw something in Master H early on, gave him a chance.
Gave him a platform.
Mentored him through those early days, you know, when it's tough.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need someone to believe in you.
Absolutely. And it seems like Master H remembers that. He's always shouting out those who helped him.
That says a lot about his character.
It does. It shows gratitude, humility.
Okay, speaking of character, we have to talk about this ZFM radio interview.
Oh, yeah. This one's fun.
You know, the one where he keeps saying, give me the. I thought it was just a funny thing he did.
Me too. But it's actually pretty brilliant.
It is. It's like his own little catchphrase.
Way to emphasize stuff.
The Sonic brand.
Right.
And then there was this hilarious bit where he talked about his manager.
Oh, yeah.
Turns out it's his brother.
I love that. It's like he doesn't take himself too seriously.
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor.
Fans love that. But honestly, what stood out to me from all these sources is how humble he is.
It's true. It's consistent. The radio host even mentioned it.
Yeah, praised him for being respectful, especially towards women.
Which, sadly, isn't always the case in the music industry.
You're telling me.
So it's refreshing to see this humility. It ties back to his roots, you know, his upbringing, his journey.
It's not an act.
Not at all. It's who he is.
Now, the radio host did ask about his relationship status.
Oh, yeah. The question everyone wants to know.
Right. And it seemed like even the host was surprised to hear he's single. Talented, successful, down-to-earth guy. You'd think he'd be snatched up.
Right.
But hey, maybe he's just focused on his music, letting things happen naturally.
I can respect that. Focus is important.
Definitely.
Okay, got to talk about the Redefined concert.
This was a big one.
Huge step for him, performing at the Harare International Conference Center.
Alongside some big names, Ja Preza, Fili Nandi.
And the legend himself, Winky D.
Sharing the stage with them, that means you've arrived.
You've made it.
It all goes back to those years of hard work, honing his craft.
And you could tell from the interview, he was pumped.
Oh, yeah. He knew this was a big moment, a career-defining moment.
It was electric.
It was. Now, here's a funny thing. I was doing some digging online.
Oh, what'd you find?
I found another Master H.
What?
Yeah, but this one's a French artist, does like deep house and techno music.
Wow, what are the chances?
Right, two artists, two continents, completely different styles.
But both driven by that same passion for music.
Exactly. It just shows you music can connect people in the most unexpected ways.
It's a universal language.
It really is.
Okay, so we've covered Master H's beginnings, his rise, his personality.
Even found a musical doppelganger.
Right. But there's one thing we got to address. It's got everyone talking.
Oh, yeah. The Denny J Show drama.
This is where things get interesting.
To be continued.
And stay tuned for part two. We'll be back after the break.
So the Denny J Show. Big deal in Zimbabwe, right?
Yeah. Known for being, kind of controversial.
Oh, yeah. The host doesn't hold back. Those interviews can get pretty wild.
And huge online following.
Massive. So for an artist like Master H, getting on that show, it's big deal.
For sure. Sign, you've made it.
Mm-hmm.
But like we said, things went a little sideways.
A little bit, yeah.
Seems like there was some, disagreement behind the scenes.
Before they even started.
Yeah, we don't know all the details.
Still a bit murky.
But the end result was, Master H walking off the set.
Yeah, didn't see that coming.
Bold move.
Definitely sent shockwaves through the Zim Dance Hall scene.
Oh, yeah. Everyone was talking, fans buzzing, taking sides.
Social media frenzy.
That's the thing these days, right? News travels so fast.
Lightning speed. Everyone's got an opinion.
Double-edged sword, right?
Totally. On one hand, gives artists like Master H massive exposure.
Reach a huge audience.
But it can also blow things out of proportion.
Yeah. Put a ton of pressure
it's
on them.
It's a tough balance.
It really is. So it's interesting how Master H has handled this whole thing.
How so?
He's been pretty quiet, laying low.
Letting things cool down.
Yeah. Before making any big statements.
Smart move, honestly.
I think so, too. Shows maturity.
Restraint. Not something you see a lot these days, especially when things get heated.
Taking the high road.
Focusing on his music, letting his work speak for itself.
And it makes you think about everything we've been talking about. The humility, the gratitude.
Staying true to yourself.
Takes a lot of strength to walk away from something like the Denny J Show.
Especially when your career's blowing up.
Exactly. Shows you what he's made of.
Suggests he knows who he is, what he stands for.
Not willing to compromise that, no matter what.
Admirable. It's so easy to get caught up in the hype.
The pressure to conform.
But he seems grounded, secure in his values.
Okay, but speaking of rising careers, we got to talk about TikTok.
Ah, yes. The TikTok factor.
You can't ignore its impact these days, especially for Zim Dance Hall.
Game changer, right. It's all about those short clips, viral dances, trends that spread like wildfire.
Perfect for Master H's music, all that energy, the catchy hooks.
It's like every song becomes a mini anthem on TikTok.
Soundtracking everything, dance challenges, everyday moments.
It's crazy how fast a track can go viral, reach millions.
Given Master H a whole new level of visibility, especially with the younger crowd.
Like the new radio, but bigger, more immediate.
And it's not just about the music. TikTok lets artists show their personality.
Connect with fans directly. Build that loyal following.
And from what we've seen, Master H is keeping it real. That humble, down-to-earth vibe.
Not putting on a show.
Just being himself, engaging with fans, even showing off his funny side.
Which you might not see in a radio interview or a newspaper article.
TikTok gives you a different view.
More layers, makes him even more relatable.
And it makes you think, how is this going to change music in the future?
It's not just promotion anymore. It's about building a brand.
Creating a community.
Engaging in a whole new way.
Master H gets it. He's not just riding the wave, he's shaping it.
He's a trendsetter.
But with all this online buzz, digital success, the big question is, what's next?
$1 million question.
Where does he go from here?
I'm eager to find out. He's already accomplished so much.
In a short amount of time. But knowing him.
Yeah, based on what we've seen.
We can expect big things. He's got the talent, the drive, the humility.
What in the fan base? Growing every day.
Zimbabwe, internationally, could be headed for global stardom.
It's possible.
But how will he handle it? That's what I'm curious about.
Will he stay true to himself, keep defying expectations? Will he use his platform to make a difference?
Those are the questions that keep me up at night.
I think it's those qualities, the groundedness, the gratitude, the connection with fans.
That will define his legacy.
We'll have to wait and see how it all plays out.
On that note, let's wrap up this deep dive into the world of Master H.
That's good.
And leave you with a final thought. Master H's journey, man, from those early days to topping the charts. Wow.
It's inspiring, right?
Absolutely. And he did it his way. Strategic, smart.
And through it all, he stayed true to himself.
Which is incredible. You know, we went beyond just the music with this deep dive.
Oh, yeah. We got a real sense of who this guy is.
What drives him, what matters to him.
And it all comes back to that humility.
Right. It's like more than just a personality trait. It's like a foundation for him.
Yeah, like a guiding principle, you know, in his career, how he treats people.
How he handles the pressure, the fame, it's all connected.
Like he never forgets where he came from.
The people who helped him.
Yeah. Stays grounded, even when things are going crazy.
And I think that's what resonates with people.
Totally. In a world that's all about ego, flashiness.
Master H's authenticity, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Like a reminder that you can be successful without compromising your values.
Powerful message.
Yeah.
Especially for young artists trying to find their way.
Master H shows them that being genuine, respectful, remembering your roots.
It's not a weakness, it's a strength.
It's what sets you apart.
It's about more than the music. It's about the kind of person you are.
And that's what will define his legacy in the end.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm so impressed by Master H.
Me too. Excited to see what he does next.
Right. It feels like we're just seeing the beginning.
He's a true original. There's no doubt about that.
Talented, hardworking, with a vision. He's a force to be reckoned with. Inspiring story. And honestly, who knows what heights he'll reach, what he'll achieve.
Only time will tell.
But one thing's for sure, Master H's journey,
yeah,
it's a reminder that anything's possible.
You got to put in the work, stay grounded, never lose sight of who you are.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And to everyone listening, keep exploring, keep discovering.
Find those stories that inspire you.
You never know what you might learn. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.